Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Shelach Lecha, Week 37, 6th Aliyah. Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land to which I am taking you. Numbers 15, verse 18. The question is, how can hope be kept? After the 40-year sentence in the desert, it was easy for people to lose perspective of the goal. The land was further than ever, and daily reality of life in the desert spoke by itself. It is that we'll never get there. Is it that the Eternal will exterminate us all here? The Eternal started talking about what would happen in the Promised Land just after dictating the sentence upon the rebellious generation. This is in chapter 15, verses 1 and 2 of Numbers. How kind is the Eternal? In the most difficult moments for the people, He confirmed their vision and strengthened their hope. He didn't say, if you enter the land, but when you enter the land, with the implication of leaving out any possible doubt of their achieving the goal. The Torah governs the whole world. What we read every week in the Torah reflects what happens in the world. During these last weeks, we've read about gossip, rebellion, discouragement among leaders, judgment, and the great defeats. But we've also read about the Eternal's manifestation of glory, meat to eat in the desert, multiplication of the spirit of prophecy, forgiveness of the entire people's sins, healing of an incurable disease, the revelation of the Messiah's name, and the certainty that the Promised Land is very good. And finally, the repeated affirmation of the fact that they will be able to see the promises fulfilled. Dear disciple of the Messiah, if lately you have lived times of deep crisis, if you have been questioned as a leader, if you have been tempted to be rebellious, if you have doubted your authorities, if you've gotten tired of the food, if you felt envious and have wished to be acknowledged, if you felt discouraged and wanting to die, if your goals and visions have been postponed for a later time, it is because you are living the Torah and going through the same thing that was written in the book that rules the world. Don't cease to see the positive in the middle of the struggle. Humble yourself like Moshe. Speak as Caleb and Yehoshua. Don't look at what you have in front of you, but look toward the future with hope of the fulfillment of the divine promises. All the earth shall be full of the glory of the Eternal as the waters cover the sea. That is our future. Baruch Hashem. Shalom.